Harry received a slight shock. Sirius's face was blinking down at him from every direction. Newspaper cuttings and old photographs, even the one of Sirius being best man at the Potter's wedding, papered the walls. The only Sirius-free space was a map of the world in which little red pins were glowing like jewels.
"Here,"
said Kingsley brusquely to Mr. Weasley, shoving a sheaf of parchment into his hand.
"I need as much information as possible on flying Muggle vehicles sighted in the last 12 months. We've received information that Black might still be using his old motorcycle."
Kingsley tipped Harry an enormous wink and added in a whisper,
"Give him the magazine. He might find it interesting."
Then he said in normal tones,
"And don't take too long, Weasley. The delay on that Firelegs report held our investigation up for a month. If you had read my report, you would know that the term is firearms," said Mr. Weasley coolly. "And I'm afraid you'll have to wait for information on motorcycles. We're extremely busy at the moment."
He dropped his voice and said,
"If you can get away before 7, Molly's making meatballs."
He beckoned to Harry and led him out of Kingsley's cubicle, through a second set of oak doors, into another passage, turned left, marched along another corridor, turned right into a dimly lit and distinctly shabby corridor, and finally reached a dead end, where a door on the left stood ajar, revealing a broom cupboard, and a door on the right bore a tarnished brass plaque reading, "Misuse of Muggle Artifacts." Mr. Weasley's dingy office seemed to be slightly smaller than the broom cupboard. 2 desks had been crammed inside it, and there was barely room to move around them because of all the overflowing filing cabinets lining the walls, on top of which were tottering piles of files. The little wall space available bore witness to Mr. Weasley's obsessions. There were several posters of cars, including one of a dismantled engine, 2 illustrations of postboxes he seemed to have cut out of Muggle children's books, and a diagram showing how to wire a plug. Sitting on top of Mr. Weasley's overflowing in-tray was an old toaster that was hiccuping in a disconsolate way and a pair of empty leather gloves that were twiddling their thumbs. A photograph of the Weasley family stood beside the in-tray. Harry noticed that Percy appeared to have walked out of it.
"We haven't got a window," said Mr. Weasley apologetically, taking off his bomber jacket and placing it on the back of his chair. "We've asked, but they don't seem to think we need one. Have a seat, Harry. Doesn't look as if Perkins is in yet."
Harry squeezed himself into the chair behind Perkins's desk while Mr. Weasley rifled through the sheaf of parchment Kingsley Shacklebolt had given him.
"Ah,"
he said, grinning, as he extracted a copy of a magazine entitled The Quibbler from its midst.
"Yes."
He flicked through it.
"Yes, he's right. I'm sure Sirius will find that very amusing. Oh, dear. What's this now?"
A memo had just zoomed in through the open door and fluttered to rest on top of the hiccuping toaster. Mr. Weasley unfolded it and read aloud,
"Third regurgitating public toilet reported in Bethnal Green. Kindly investigate immediately." "This is getting ridiculous."
"A regurgitating toilet?"
"Anti-Muggle pranksters,"
said Mr. Weasley, frowning.
"We had 2 last week, one in Wimbledon, one in Elephant and Castle. Muggles are pulling the flush, and instead of everything disappearing, well, you can imagine. The poor things keep calling in those pumbles, I think they're called. You know, the ones who mend pipes and things."
"Plumbers?"
"Exactly, yes. But of course they're flummoxed. I only hope we can catch whoever's doing it."
"Will it be Aurors who catch them?"
"Oh, no, this is too trivial for Aurors. It'll be the ordinary magical law enforcement patrol. Ah, Harry, this is Perkins."
A stooped, timid-looking old wizard with fluffy white hair had just entered the room, panting.
"Oh, Arthur,"
he said desperately, without looking at Harry.
"Thank goodness I didn't know what to do for the best, whether to wait here for you or not. I've just sent an owl to your home, but you've obviously missed it. An urgent message came 10 minutes ago."
"I know about the regurgitating toilet," said Mr. Weasley.
"No, no, it's not the toilet, it's the Potter boys' hearing. They've changed the time and venue. It starts at 8 o'clock now, and it's down in old courtroom 10.
"Down in old... But they told me Merlin's beard..."
Mr. Weasley looked at his watch, let out a yelp, and leapt from his chair. "Quick, Harry! We should have been there 5 minutes ago!"